Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Talking footy here on Joy 94.9. Sponsored by the Pancake Parlour. Supporting AFL women's since day one. Lovely.
Have a few words with Jason Ball, who set up the very first Pride Cup back at Yarra Glen in 2014. It was his local community football club. Got behind him after he came out as a gay footballer. Jason, wow. I remember being part of the broadcast for the second one at Yarra Glen in 2015. And, I mean, what do you do when you look at what's happened?
Yeah, indeed. From little things, big things grow, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. And what a night. You know, there's 9,000 people here. Lots of rainbow. Lots of talk about LGBTI inclusion. And it's only going to grow. I think you're doing even more to start regional pride games around Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the grassroots, we're really focusing this year on starting up an organisation to kind of create a support program to help local clubs develop and execute their own Pride Cup. So this year in Victoria, 5 years since the first one at the grassroots level, there's now up to 12 football clubs around Victoria who are wanting to do a Pride game. And so, you know, that is exponential growth, and that's what's happened without any sort of support or resources. So imagine what we can do if we really help local clubs do this. There's a demand, you know, there's a proven model, there's a lot of goodwill from the community. All we need now is some resources. So we've started off by launching a crowdfunder to sort of call out to the LGBTI community. You know, we know that football clubs in regional communities, they've got the power to really create ripple effects and transform attitudes. We're sort of going into what were historically one of the most homophobic environments and turning them into our biggest allies, and that's really powerful.
Actually, we spoke to Annie Nolan earlier in the broadcast, and she said, you know, they hosted the Hamilton Pride game with Charles Beaton last year.
Yep.
And she said that Hamilton, you know, was a bigger yes vote in place than her inner city electorate.
Exactly.
in the city. So it
makes
definitely
a difference, more than just LGBTI inclusion in sport and making sure that sport is accessible for the LGBTI community to access all the health and well-being benefits that come from that. That's really important, but these events do so much more than that in their communities, and we saw that in Hamilton, we saw that in Gippsland, in the Southern Football Netball League, and out in Yarra Glen. And this year we've got towns in Shepparton, in Stawell, in Geelong and Colac who are putting up their hands and wanting to have a Pride Cup.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's not just about the actual football game, it's about the education that comes around it for clubs and I guess even whole towns to understand why they're having it.
Yeah, absolutely. So as part of the Pride Cup, we developed the first ever education program for players and coaches to help them challenge homophobia, so that they could play a role in making those clubs more inclusive. And it's fantastic to be out here tonight at the women's game. You know, I think women's footy, it's always been a pretty inclusive place, and they, you know, they have a natural place doing a Pride game, I think, and it brings extra people from the community who know that women's footy is an inclusive place out here to the game. Makes a bit of an extra colour, a bit of extra celebration, which is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so wonderful having so many of these players who are out and proud themselves and showing that to the community.
Absolutely. And I think when the AFLW season first launched, there was a lot of trepidation about how that would go. There was a lot of players, obviously, at a grassroots level who were openly gay, but didn't know if they would feel comfortable to be out at a national level. Would that be palatable to, you know, a television audience? Would dads and mums not want their kids playing, their girls playing footy if there were lesbians in it? All of these really homophobic sort of assumptions that were made. And throughout the year, I think we saw a lot of girls potentially being a bit cautious about it throughout the season. And it really took, I think, Erin Phillips and you know, someone who really couldn't hide who she was because she was married and she had twins, you know.
That was our first clue.
But at the Brownlow medal, well, the women's best and fairest when she won that, a completely normal human reaction to kiss your partner. But not only did she do that, but she got up on stage and she dedicated that award to her wife, Tracy, who made the decision to move over from the US to Australia so that Erin could pursue her dream of playing AFL football. And that visibility, I think, had a huge impact on all of the rest of the girls playing football because, you know, the sky didn't fall in. She didn't lose any of her sponsorship contracts. She didn't get sidelined by the club. In fact, she was celebrated. And that, I think, gave permission to a lot of the other girls out there to be themselves. And the Pride game is just another huge leap forward in that.
I think it had a wider effect than even that because, you know, for someone like me, I'm in a same-sex relationship and we have a child. And our families particularly were thrown under the bus during, you know, something like the plebiscite.
Yeah.
But having people like Erin who just normalise our families, you know, and she's just living her life with her family, to me, made a massive, it was a massive affirmation.
Totally. Visibility is so affirming. And you know what? It saves lives for young kids out there who might be struggling to come to terms with who they are. To see that they can still be anyone, they can still be an AFL player. You know, they're normal. They can be celebrated. They can be heroes, as these AFLW players are. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, look, it shows how far the AFL's come, but, you know, the poster girl for women's football was a lesbian mother of twins.
Well, that's right, you know. There's progress, my friends.
That's the sound of the patriarchy crumbling.
And I think in many ways, I think the girls are leading the way here, and they will give the men permission as well.
I hope so.
In the history of the sport, not a single male player ever feeling comfortable to come out, current or past player. And
why do you think that is at the moment? I mean, now that we're in such an open space.
Well, I mean, I think it's the same across all...
Is it the media storm? Is it the...
I think it would take a particularly strong person to be able to do that because there's probably a lot of worry about being known as the first and that somehow defining you and defining your career. You'd have to have someone who's really comfortable in their own skin to be able to wear that. And, you know, for me, you know, being gay doesn't define me, but it is who I am and I'm proud to be myself. And for me, I was happy to be known as the gay footballer because I know when I was a 12-year-old kid, if I had have known of such thing as a gay footballer, that would have made such a big difference to me. And I think, you know, the women are doing that with their leadership, and I think it's really going to be up to, I think, the LGBTI fan groups that are out there. Keep working with your clubs, keep educating them. I think eventually we can get to a place where it's not just a Pride game between Sydney and St Kilda, but we have a whole Pride round where all fans and all clubs in the AFL can come together on one round of footy and really celebrate.
Yeah, fantastic. And thanks so much for all you've done. Your name's certainly been mentioned a few times during the broadcast tonight.
That's right. All in good ways, Jason.
Oh, that Jason Ball.
That Jason Ball.
So we do appreciate the initiative you took just only 5 years ago, and look what's happened. And we look forward to having you again on the show to talk about more Pride games.
Footy, footy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.